I have this sense of feeling that I'm coming home here.
每次的主日崇拜我都会无比激动。
I can sense the zeal inside of my heart anytime during the Sunday service.
Yes. 对于一个已经大学毕业，已经并且已经活在没有信仰的二十多年里。
As a college graduate and someone who has lived a life as an atheist for more than 20 years,
突然要成为一名基督徒，我的家人朋友都很疑惑。
My friends and my families were all very confused to my sudden conversion from an atheist to a Christian.
但是自从我第一次踏进了这个教会，我的心就一直有一个声音催促着我了解更多。
But ever since the first moment when I stepped into this church, there is this voice inside of me urging me to learn more of this belief.
让我更想更多的了解耶稣是如何用洁净的自己为我们人的罪而死。
Urging me to know more what is it behind Jesus' crucifixion for shedding his blood to cover all our sins.
在那之后，我开始有规律的开始了我的读经计划。
And it was after that that I started my Bible reading routine.
尽管有很多内容我还是看不懂，但是教会的弟兄姐妹总是会给我特别多的帮助。
Even though there are many times that I cannot comprehend the reading, many brothers and sisters here at church will always offer me help.
特别是 Sarah.
Especially Sarah.
在我来教会的第二个月，我开始感到圣灵在我体内生长。
During the second month of me coming to church, I can sense this growth of the Holy Spirit dwelling in me.
我开始邀请我的朋友、家人来到教会。
I started to invite my friends and my families to come to church with me.
一起敬拜，一起了解我们的救主。
To worship together and to learn more about our Savior.
我印象最深的一次就是，当我的爸妈问我，信主会给你钱吗？耶。
What impressed me the most was one time that my parents actually asked me that, so this believing in Jesus thing, do you get paid for doing that?
耶稣会给你钱吗？
Will Jesus give you money?
如果世上真的有神，为什么世界上有那么多人受苦难？
And if there is this God existing, why there are so many tragedies happening around us?
我们有时候会倒霉，他为什么不会帮助我们一帆风顺？
And sometimes we suffer too, and why doesn't he help us during our sufferings?
多亏我有听关于雅各书对于磨练的讲解。
And I felt so blessed that I actually had the sermon series before that on the book of James.
我就对我的爸妈说。
So I shared with my parents that.
这些都是磨练。
These are all just trials in life.
要相信神为我们准备他的计划。
We have to believe that God has a plan for every one of us.
因为我们生下来就是一无所有的，是什么都没有的。
Because we were born with nothing.
一切都是得神所赐。
So everything we have nowadays are actually given by Him.
为什么我们还想要去要求更多的东西？
So why do we still want to ask for more?
我们不是应该赞美称赞他？让我们拥有现在的生活吗？
Shouldn't we be just giving thanks for what we already have in our hands?
而且自从开始规律读经，并且听了雅各书关于舌头的讲解。
And also since the beginning of my reading routine, and also learning on the book of James, especially that chapter talking about the tongue.
我本来是一个很喜欢开别人玩笑跟爸妈顶撞的人。
I used to be a person who likes to go against other, who likes to say, speak sarcastically and also go in a way that my parents didn't want me to.
渐渐的我觉得这不是神喜欢的样子。
Gradually I realized that this is not what God wants me to do.
因为在雅各书里说，我们不能用赞美神的舌头，同时又咒诅别人。
Because in the book of James, it specifically talks about how you cannot use a tongue that says praises to God, but at the same time curses other people.
当然，我的爸妈也看到了我的这些改变。
Therefore, my parents also noticed this change in me.
所以再也没有问过奇怪的问题。
That's why they stopped asking me all those questions anymore.
并且当我邀请他们来参加复活节洗礼的时候
And when I invited them to come to observe my baptism during last week
yeah, 他们也蛮有兴趣
They were very interested too
我觉得我的改变可以慢慢的让他们接受主，相信主的力量，最终找到我们一起属灵的家。
And I believe that through the changes that they see in me, they will be able to gradually accept the Lord and also believe in His power, so that we all can come to this home that belongs to the Lord.
然后感谢 HP 和 Donald 一起帮我祷告，然后我的爸妈上周真的又来。
So I really want to give thanks to HP and Donald because we prayed for my parents to come and they did show up last week.
然后以上就是我的见证。
And that's my testimony to share.
特别感谢 Sarah 在洗礼班的教导。
Special thanks for Sarah's teaching during baptism class.
每周二要单独给我上课。
Because it was more of a one-on-one class between me and her.
好，谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢，拜拜。
谢谢 Alex 的见证。
Now Isabel has to change channels.
现在我就要开始翻英文了。
Let's begin with a moment of prayer.
那我们开始先祷告。
Father God, we are grateful for the many people you put in our lives. We thank you for the people that you have brought here this morning. We thank you for your word. And we thank you that you are faithful to accomplish much in the preaching of your word. I pray, Lord, that all that we learn today would glorify you. And we ask that you, Holy Spirit, would be our teacher. It's in your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. So this morning we're going to be looking at the body of Christ.
今天早上我们会去看在基督里面的肢体。
Normally I preach quite expository.
通常呢，我的讲道都是比较带有阐释性的。
This sermon is a little bit more of a topical sermon.
但是这一次呢，我被分到的讲道是一个主题性的。
Well, the body has various systems, as you can see.
如果我们去看图片的话，你会发现在一个身子里面有很多不同的系统。
Right, you have the muscle system, the skeletal system, and the other ones that I don't know what are.
你会看到有肌肉系统，有骨骼系统，还有其他很多的系统，都不知道是什么系统。
The body is complicated.
因为其实身体是一个非常复杂的结构。
It has all sorts of many different parts, and they work together.
而且你在这些不同的结构里面，你会发现每个结构的功能都还不一样，还都要互相之间协调。
And people study for years just to figure out the body.
而且在研究领域里面，也是通常花很大的力气、很多的时间去做身体的研究。
But the church body is actually made up of many bodies. So think about how complicated it is.
所以如果你去用一个比喻来说，如果你去看整一个教会的话，你会发现在里面会有很多不同的肢体。所以你可以想想这其中的复杂性到底有多少层。
The body of Christ is an analogy.
在基督里面的身子，在基督里面的肢体是一个比喻。
And if we push it too hard, it will break.
如果你要想要把这个比喻不停的细化的话，其实不是那么容易的。
Right, we can't just go out and say, well, you speak a lot, you're the mouth of Christ.
因为我们不可能走到一个人面前说，哎，你这个人讲很多话，所以你就是在主里面，你是作为一个口的存在。
You go out and do missionary work, so you're the feet of Jesus.
所以你就应该出去宣教，你就应该去走在最前面。
It's just an analogy, and it'll break down.
那这只是其中的比喻的一部分嘛，你还可以一个个这么样的去应用开来。
Right, what would the nose do?
那你觉得鼻子
Who's that?
鼻子是干嘛用的？那教会里面谁是充当鼻子这么一个角色？
Or who is the armpit, right?
那谁又是负责去做胳膊窝里面这样一个肢体？
Nonetheless, we're going to look at the body of Christ.
但是无论如何，我们今天要看的是在基督里面如何做肢体。
And theologians break the body of Christ down into five basic categories.
比较现代的神学家们呢，他们就会看这个主题是分成了五个部分的去看。
These are like the systems or the functions of the church.
他们是从功能性的角度去看，教会具有哪些的功能性。
And this morning, we're just going to go through each one of those.
好，今天早上我们就去看这五个功能性，到底是哪五个。
The first one is thoughtful and passionate worship.
第一个呢，功能讲到的就是带有深度和热情的敬拜。
Worship is set forth. The example of worship is set forth in the Old Testament.
如果你在旧约里面看，你会发现敬拜在里面多次都有提到这么一个例子。
All their sacrificial system and worship services.
你会看到其中有讲到献祭的时候，就会讲到敬拜。
They had times of singing, prayer.
然后他们其中会包括唱歌，包括颂赞。
Even prophecy.
甚至还有说说预言的时候。
And there was teaching involved in that.
有的时候还会包括教导。
And a couple of weeks ago, we looked at Psalm 18 and how it was used as a liturgy in worship services.
我们上周的时候还看到了诗篇的第118 or 18?
118.
118篇，它里面就是讲到了敬拜是以一个礼仪的存在，在整一个过程当中。
But the New Testament also gives us examples and insights of the body of Christ.
但如果你去看新约的话，新约里面也同样的有对敬拜有不同的记载。
Right, this is an example of worship here.
好，这里面这上面打出来的这几节经文，其实就是敬拜的一个彰显。
So can I have you all read this in whichever language you would like?
好，我们用各自喜欢的语言把上面的经节读出来。要让基督的平安掌管你们的心，你们就是为此而蒙召成为一个身体，要常存感恩的心，要将基督的话丰丰富富的存在心里，用各样的智慧彼此教导，颂赞上帝。你们无论做什么事，说什么话，都要奉主耶稣的名行。
This is a primary task of worship or of the body.
如果你去看的话，你会发现作为耶稣里面的肢体，这是一个最基本的一件要做的事情。
Worship is absolutely at the center of what we do.
我们该做的所有事情，你去看这张表的话，敬拜是这张表上面最中心的一个部分。
First Peter writes this. Go ahead and read again.
好，我们一起来读彼得前书上面打出来的这句话。唯有你们是蒙拣选的族群，是君尊的祭司。是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那叫你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
I like this passage because of its conjunctions.
我很喜欢这节经文，是因为它其中的连词我很喜欢。
That little word in the middle, that, says so much.
如果你去看英文的文法里面，它有个很特别的字叫 that， 是一个连词这样的存在。
This is the purpose for which we were called.
因为在这个词，它的功能就是点出了你做这一切的目的是什么。
The purpose that God called us, the reason He set us apart was so that we would worship Him.
它这里面特别讲到了，为什么你要被拣选开来，被分别开来呢？就是为了让你们去敬拜。
And again, worship includes singing, hymns, prayers, all sorts of things.
所以再一次重申一下，敬拜其实包括的内容有诗章、灵歌、颂词等等，教导包括也在里面。
It includes dancing, raising your hands. It includes teaching.
它包括了舞蹈，包括了举起你的手来去颂赞，也包括了教导。
The Puritan preacher Jonathan Edwards articulates the importance of heartfelt worship.Based on an understanding.
有一个牧道家，他叫 Jonathan Edwards， 他是说，如果你要去敬拜的话，很多时候你重点是要放在你内心的理解里面。
Right, we don't just worship and sing songs for no reason.
因为我们去敬拜，我们去唱歌的时候，我们不是没有理由的去这样去唱歌。
We want to be growing in our understanding of who God is.
因为我们这么做的原因，是因为我们想要在神里面去增进对他的了解。
And that fuels our passion for worship.
也正是因为有这样一个想要去增进自己的了解的目的，所以我们在敬拜的时候有一个热情在其中。
And he argued that reason fueled passionate worship.
所以他的观点就是，正是这理性和对真理的祈求，你会在里面有一个热情的延伸。
And we see this in the Psalms.
我们看到这个彰显在诗篇里面非常明显。
Right, if you read through the Psalms, there's such depth of an understanding of who God is.
如果你去仔细的去看诗篇的记载的话，你会发现它里面讲到很多的内容都是很清晰的描述了他们对神的理解。
And they're passionate heart cries of people.
他们是内心充满了热情，是因为他们对神是想要去更多的了解。
Consider Paul's words as well on worship.
我们再去看看保罗是怎么说的。
Let's go ahead and read this one.
我们一起去读这一节。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, and you have
got 我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
A church worships.
每一个教会都会去敬拜。
And this goes well beyond just singing Sunday mornings.
而且敬拜不单单只是说我们每个主日崇拜来到教会里面唱歌而已。
Worship includes the deepening of our understanding of God.
敬拜还包括了我们在神里面对他理解的增长。
It includes the preached word.
这包括了我们的讲道。
It includes our baptism services.
包括了我们的洗礼。
When we do communion.
包括了我们平日做圣餐这样一个仪式。
Even our picnics and retreats are part of our worship.
甚至我们平时跟弟兄姐妹一起去的退休会，我们的野餐都是包括在敬拜里面的。
Worship is an intentional us coming to Him and tuning our hearts and our minds to Jesus.
敬拜是我们是带有目的性非常清楚的知道我们要去到神的里面去到神的面前而且也知道我们要把我们的心和我们的行为都是要向着他
We turn our hearts and our minds to who God is and how he works in the world
我们定睛的目标是注重的是神是谁而且他希望我们如何在世界上行出来
Okay, so that's our first function of the body
所以我刚说的就是我们要看的肢体的五个功能的第一项
Thoughtful and passionate worship.
带有深度的敬拜。
The second one is kindness or mercy. Maybe you could state it compassion.
好，第二个我们看的功能呢，就是仁慈与怜悯。
So let's read.
我们一起来读。
Religion that God our Father
神我们的父面前那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
And then one more from Galatians.
我们再看Galatians.
Yep.
Okay. 我们再看这里面的几节一起读出来。
James, Peter, and John.
知道所赐给我的恩典，那称为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就像我和巴拿巴用右手行相交之礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，我们往受割礼的人那里去，只是愿意我们纪念穷人，这也是我本来热心去行的。
And then in Acts 6, are you guys familiar with that passage?
在使徒行传六章里面，我等一下会讲到，不知道大家熟不熟悉。
This is when the disciples were working out how to handle ministry to the widows.
在使徒行传第六章里面就讲到了使徒们他们聚到一起说，他们具体要怎么样去分配照顾寡妇这样一个事工。
And then in 1 Timothy 5, Paul gives specific examples of how to minister.How the church is to minister to widows.
在提摩太前书的第五章里面，保罗就给出了非常详细的指导，说这个事工应该怎么样去安排。
So clearly, taking care of folks is very much a part of what the church does.
所以很明显的，如何照顾他人也是教会应当做的事情。
So consider some historical examples of this.
所以我也想大家在讲到这个时候，去想一想历史长河中的一些例子。
The Christians in Germany.
比如说，在二战期间，在战争期间，在德国，基督徒是。Did you talk about protecting Jews?
Yeah, that's right. No, I haven't yet, but that's what they did, right? The Christians in Germany protecting the Jews.
就是在当时的时候有基督徒们，他们去保护了很多犹太人。
Or consider the role of Christians in fighting to abolish slavery.
或者你可以想到另外一些例子，比如说就像是基督徒如何去反抗奴隶制。
The role of Christians in fighting for civil rights.
还有基督徒如何在公民权利抗争之中。
This is what the church does.
这就是教会应当行的一些角色。
At the Chinese church, we're sorting out right now even how to be better organized in our acts of kindness out and about.
在我们自己的教会现在呢，我们也会自己去经常的去反思，我们应该怎么样去在事工上面能够更好的关怀其他人。
We've set up a team for mission stuff with HP and Moses.
比如说我们在宣教事工方面 ，HP 和 Moses 去负责。
And we're working to set up a second team for care and acts of kindness.
在怜悯事工上面，我们也准备有另外一个团队。
We've done a number of things as a church.
作为一个教会的整体，我们教会其实有参与很多不同的活动。
Project Hope, handing out backpacks to the poor kids in our area.
比如说我们教会之前参与的希望工程，把书包给我们整个社区穷苦家的小孩。
We've provided countless, I don't know, hundreds of Thanksgiving meals.
我们会在感恩节的时候给很多家庭去送去感恩节的食材。
For years, we've helped clean up Spencer Butte Middle School.
好多年了，我们会在 Spencer 中学那边帮他们清理学校。
Recently, we started accepting donations for the Eugene Mission.
最近我们也给很多，也给 Eugene 流浪汉收容所这样一个地方去收集很多需要的物资。
And there's many things that we do.
我们教会真的是有参与很多不同的事工。
These are some of the things that we do as a church in an organized matter.
我刚刚提到的那些例子，就是我们教会在如何是在一个有组织性的这样一个情况下有参与。
But the church is the body of Christ, and we are the body of Christ even outside.
但是很多时候，我们作为肢体，我们在外面也会有这样的彰显。
We see many acts of kindness in the ladies in the church.
我们会看到我们教会很多姊妹在外面是如何对他人有仁慈。
Right, meals and rides, translation work.
比如说，我们教会的姐妹经常帮助很多社区里面有需要的人，给他们提供餐饮，给他们提供交通上的便利，还有语言上的翻译服务。
And the guys, John, how many people have you helped move?
包括还有我们教会里面弟兄，比如说黄叔叔，他帮了很多的学生搬家。
All right.
他帮了至少21个学生去搬家。
A lot, right? I mean,
很多的事情。
That's what Christians do. That's the body of Christ.
这就是在基督里面每一个肢体应当做的。
Some people ascribe this quote to Saint Francis of Assisi.
有些人觉得这一切都要归咎于一个圣人 Saint Francis of Assisi 说的一句话。
They say that he says, "Preach the gospel, and if you must, use words."
这个圣人他就说过，去宣讲福音，如果必须的话，一定要用言语。
It was probably not him who wrote that.
可能并不是这样一个圣人写出了这么一句话。
And preaching the gospel absolutely requires words.
那当然了，你要去宣讲福音的话，你当然是要用言语的。
When people come to us looking for help, we point them to look to Christ.
但是当人家来到我们当中需要帮助的时候，我们要指引的是让他们看到耶稣。
The church isn't just about good deeds.
因为教会的功能不仅仅是说一定要去做好事情。
It's also about the good news, which is why the next one is evangelism.
我们教会也要去宣教，这就是为什么说到第三个功能是说宣教的。
So I put on there strategic and relational evangelism.
我把第三点是这么去作为标题的，本于人际关系与技巧性的宣教。
I can't remember where I read it in some textbook in one of my classes. They describe the church as a missionary outpost.
我不记得我在哪里看到了有这么一个写法，它就是说教会就相当于是宣教的前哨岗位。
And consider, I'm going to use a couple other analogies as well.
我等下也会再会用多几个比喻去解释一下这什么意思。
Reggie McNeil describes the church as an airport.
Reggie McNeil 他呢就把教会用机场的比喻去这么说的。
It would be ridiculous if an airport boasted about how many planes it had on the ground at the same time.
如果你作为一个机场的话，你不会说你要去夸口我在停机坪上面可以停多少架的飞机。
Right? We don't just come to church to count how many people show up.
同样的，我们今天来教会也不是说要算哦，今天来教会参加崇拜有多少个人。
We judge the effectiveness of the church about how many people are going out spreading the gospel.
如果我们要去看定一个教会它是不是在门徒培养上面具有效的话，我们是看这个教会派出了多少人在社区里面是有影响力的。
This is particularly important for this church because we have so many people traveling.
在我们教会就是一个特别重要的一个因素要去看的，因为在我们教会有很多人经常都是在外面的。
Students and visiting scholars.
比如说我们的学生，我们的访问学者。
People coming for work, people going for work.
来到我们城市当中，因为工作把他们带到这里的缘故，又或者是离开这个城市，因为工作去到另外一个地方的缘故。
A good airport does not brag about how many airplanes are on the ground, but how many are out and about, and the connections that are being made.
所以一个好的飞机场，一个飞机场它要夸口的不是停机坪上有多少个飞机，而是说它作为机场能够带多少个飞机进来，有多少个飞机出去，它整一个衔接有多么的顺畅。
Or consider the analogy of a newspaper company.
或者如果我用一个新闻公司作为一个比喻。
Could you imagine if all they did was just print newspapers?
你可以想象吗？如果一个新闻公司他们单单只做一件事，就是不停的印新闻。
And they just stockpiled and stored them in the building?
他们把所有的新闻都放在仓库里面，放在这栋楼里面。
It's ridiculous, right?
这是根本没有道理的。
The news is supposed to go out. That's what makes it a successful company. How many people they are reaching?
作为一个新闻公司，你想要达到的高度是你能够把新闻尽可能的发到外面，让更多的人去看。
And of course, we have the best news ever.
那当然，在我们在教会里面，我们也有最好的信息是可以宣扬的。
As Kathleen Lee Gifford said recently, we have the cure for the malignancy of the soul.
Kathy Clifford 她就说了这么一句话，她说我们有着灵魂恶化的良药。
Right, our souls have cancer, and Jesus is the cure.
我们的灵魂是有癌症的，但是耶稣就是这一个癌症的良药。
So while in church, we do some refueling and we make some connections.
在教会里面，我们彼此加油，我们会彼此促进这样的联系。
The real work is done outside the church.
但是真正教会的事工是在教会以外进行的。
We have special services like the Good Friday one.
Friday. Oh. 在我们教会时不时都会有些特殊的敬拜，比如说在上周我们有受难节的特殊的仪式。
And these are somewhat evangelistic.
这一些都是带有宣教性质在里面的。
But the real evangelism takes place in the relationships between you and us and all the people we meet.
但是真正的宣教是在人与人之间的关系上面彰显的，比如说你在教会里面彼此之间的关系，以及你在教会外面和其他人之间的关系。
Evangelism takes place in the relationships that you make with the people at the grocery store.
比如说你去买菜的时候，你跟收银员之间有关系吧。
The people at work.
还有你的同事们。
Your friends and family.
你的朋友，你的家人。
And this is our effort at expanding the kingdom of God.
这是我们在神的国度里面扩张人数的努力。
This is how we expand the kingdom, quantitatively.
这是我们在量化上面这样一个标准做出的影响。
Let's read Matthew 28 through 19 through 20.
我们一起去看看马太福音28:19-20，一起读一下。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的就教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
This is something that I learned from Instay.
我从 Instay 这个圣经课程里面呢学到了一点东西。
And basically the translation is terrible in the English.
如果你去看英文版本是两节经文的话，你会发现英文版本它的翻译做的并不是很好。
I don't know how Chinese grammar works.
我不知道中文的文法是怎么样的。
But in the English, it looks like go and make disciples are two main verbs.
如果你去看英文的话呢，去和使人做我的门徒，去和使是分别开来两个不同的动词。
But there are not two commands there.
但其实呢，真正原文的意思并不是有两个这样的指令。
The only command is to make disciples.
其实原文它指出来唯一的指令就是使万民做门徒。
The go is actually a participle.
去这个词呢，其实是一个分词的形式存在的。
Do you have participles in Chinese?
I don't know. 中文有分词的存在吗？我不知道。
Basically, it's as you're going, or whenever you're going, or wherever you're going, in your goings.
所以它的意思就是在路上，无论你要去什么地方，在哪去哪往哪个方向去，去到哪一个目的地。
And that main command is make disciples.
你唯一的目的，你唯一的目标就是使人做门徒。
And then there are two other participles in there that tell us how we make disciples.
然后其中还有另外两个分词在英文的版本里面呢，就是告诉你要如何做。
And it shows baptizing them and teaching them.
所以看到两个分词分别是去给他们洗礼，第二就是要去教导他们。
Baptizing is the quantitative quantitative growth of the church.
施洗呢，就是我刚刚说到的，在数量上面的增长。
This is the evangelism part. We're bringing people into the family of God.
这就是宣教的那个层面，你把人带到神的面前。
This is, the evangelism. It is the numerical growth of the kingdom.
这是神的国数量上的增长。
And then teaching is the qualitative expansion or a qualitative growth.
第二个分词讲到的是教训，教训呢就是说的指的是在神的国里面质量上的提升。
This is the edification that we do in church.
这就讲到在教会里面我们怎么样去做一个陶冶。
So the next function of the church or the body of Christ is holistic edification.
所以接下来的功能呢，就说到了非常全面的一个陶冶的过程。
There is an offensive and defensive role of the church.
作为一个教会，我们既有攻击，同时也有防御的部分。
Again, consider us a missionary outpost.
像我刚刚说的，教会是一个宣教的前哨港站。
And we're sending people to expand the kingdom of God.
我们派人出去扩张神的国度。
Right, we're sending missionaries everywhere to the university.
我们把宣教士安排到不同的地方，比如说大学的校园里。
We send a lot of missionaries to the Chinese restaurants.
去中餐馆里面。
We send missionaries to the research departments in town.
去不同的研究中心。
We send missionaries to China.
甚至把他们叫回国。
Right, the returning students and the visiting scholars.
就比如说像已经毕业要回国的学生，以及做完研究要回国的访问学者们。
And that's kind of the offensive spread of the gospel.
所以就有点像是在外围，你是怎么样派人出去一个。
But the,
打引号攻击上的层面。
But the church also has a defensive role as well.
但是作为一个教会，我们也是有防御的功效要达到的。
We have to be careful about not letting the world and the world's worldview infiltrate the church.
因为我们要很小心，不让世界渗透到我们的教会里面，不会渗透到我们的教导里面。
And notice here, it says.Paul calls the church, right, the household of God, the church, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
所以你看看我们刚刚读的这些经文，这里说到的是教会，就是永生神的教会，是真理的柱石和根基。
The church has a responsibility to uphold the truth.
作为教会，我们有义务去真正的去持守真理。
Consider how many passages, even this morning, that we've gone through,that have to do with teaching.
想想我们刚刚读了那么多的经文，有多少的经文是讲到了教训这一块，教导这一块。
And I actually think that this one and worship are two primary functions of the church.
我个人认为呢，其实除了敬拜以外，教导也是另外一个很重要的中心。
If you have an evangelist that is not very mature in Christ and doesn't worship Christ, he's not going to be a very good evangelist.
如果你有一个宣教士，他在神里面他并没有非常稳固的教导的根基，而且他在神里面也并没有很好的敬拜，那他并不能做一个很好的宣教士。
And doing good deeds without right motives, then they're just good deeds.
如果你去行好的行为，但是你在里面没有真正的宗旨的话，它只是一个普通的好行为。
And the edification role of the church takes care of that.
所以就是因为有一个全面的陶冶，你在里面可以有宗旨的存在。
We work hard to help people grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
作为教会，我们是非常努力的去帮助人们在基督的恩典和教训里面都能有成长。
We want the kingdom of God to grow in every area of our heart and our lives.
因为我们想要神的教导在我们生命的每一个方面都能有体现，都能有增进。
So I'm going to have a little quiz to test your Bible knowledge.
好，现在要给大家来一个小测试，看看大家对圣经的掌握程度如何。
What are some of the topics that Jesus covered in his life and ministry?
耶稣在生活中对哪些领域有过教导？
Right, what are some of the topics of teachings that he gives?
就在他的教导里面有哪一些话题你们记得的？
Money, forgiveness.
好，饶恕他人，财务。
Prayer, right?
祷告。
What else?
还有呢？
Fruit, right? Deeds.
圣灵的果子，行为。
Parables, yeah. He used parables and to get at these things as well. Yep. Love, right?
爱。
Notice how diverse this is.
你如果你仔细看的话，你会发现他的他教导的话题是很多样化的。
Jesus didn't come just to teach us good theology.
耶稣来不是不只是教我们好的神学。
Being a follower of Christ means we let him grow us in all of these areas.
作为一个基督的跟随者，他要的是你在生命的每一个层面，你都要在里面有增进。
Of course, our theology.
当然，我们在神学上面都要有理解。
But also, what we do with our bodies.
那我们身体上呢？
How we relate to one another.
我们和其他人的人与人之间的关系呢？
How we manage our emotions.
我们怎么样去控制我们自己的情绪呢？
Vocation or career.
我们的职业，我们的教育。
Even our education. Okay. And as well as financial, right? He's in charge of that as well.
还有包括我们的财务，他也在其中有掌管。
Right, Jesus encouraged folks to come under His lordship in every area of His life.
所以神是想要你在生活的每一个层面都顺服他的。
And that's what we're doing here as a church.
那作为教会，我们也当如此行。
This is so the last one is holy spiritual fellowship.
最后一个功能我们要看的是圣灵带领的交通。
Steve recently pointed out that the reason we have fellowship is because we do have a mission.
Steve 最近跟我点出来一点，就是为什么我们要有交通呢？是因为我们在一起都是有一个使命的。
Right, and I totally agree.
我非常同意。
So let's read Acts 2:42-47 together.
我们一起来读《使徒行传》2:42-47。
They devoted themselves
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，叫信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需的分给个人。
Again, Tobias, thank you.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，也在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Steve pointed out to me a few years something about this passage.
在几年前 ，Steve 也给我讲过一点，我还现在还记得的。
And we know that the book of Acts is descriptive, not prescriptive.
我们知道。使徒行传这本书，它是记载的事情是当下发生当下记载的那种。
Right, so Ananias and Sapphira is a story that happens somewhat subsequent to this.
在其中呢，他有讲到了亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉这么一对夫妇的故事。
And they got all greedy and bad things happened.
因为他们的贪心，所以他们就被神击杀了死了。
And then another chapter past that, we see that there was also greed.Creeped into the fellowship.
然后，如果你再去看后面一点的记载呢，你会发现又有另外一个问题出现了。
So just because they say this is how it has to happen, or this is how it happened, they're not saying this is how it has to happen.
它因为它是即时记载的，它只是记载了发生的事情，不是说必定要发生的事情。
Right, the Chinese church doesn't require you to sign over all your finances and all your assets to the church.
在我们教会，我们不会叫你们把家业什么的全部都秉持相告。
But we do call for fellowship.
但是我们的确是很注重要有交通的。
We call for a devotion to one another.
我们是很注重说彼此之间要彼此信任的。
Church is not something, not somewhere we just go for an hour or two on Sundays.
因为教会并不是说你在周五的时候来一个小时、两个小时就是了。
Church is the body of Christ.
在教会是一群彼此照顾的弟兄姐妹。
We are a family of brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们在主里面就像一家人一样。
And we look out for one another.
我们也会彼此的照顾。
And I'm grateful for the many ways that the church does that. This church in particular.
我特别就是觉得我们教会在这一点上做得很好。
Church is not a social club either.
教会同时也不是一个社交的俱乐部。
The church has a mission.
因为一个教会是有使命的。
And it's to grow in the grace and knowledge of Christ.
这个使命就是会众们可以一起在神里面，在对他的知识和对他的恩典当中的认识会有增进。
And this is something that as we go about our life outside of the church, there are so many pressures against us that we need to remind ourselves.
因为当我们走出这个教会的时候，你会发现外界给我们会带来很多的压力，我们也需要彼此之间的互相提醒。
our flesh needs constant reminders.
我们的肉体需要经常的提醒。
And I'm asking your help with that.
而且我也在希望大家也能够在这当中能够互相帮助，互相有份。
Here's a couple of very practical suggestions.
比如非常非常实际的一些建议哈。
Right, help us to be focused in our unified fellowship.
就我们彼此之间可以一起的非常的聚精会神的。
You can minimize distractions by turning your cell phones off before church.
比如说我们可以去减低打扰，可以说是把我们的手机给关机。
By minimizing chit-chat in the foyer.
在门厅的时候可以减少闲聊的时间。
By parking your car at South Eugene so we're not interrupted by the folks at Emerald saying, hey, move your car.
也可以把车停到高中那边，这样就不会有旁边教会的人来说，哎，你可不可以把你的车挪一挪？
You could nudge the people next to you when they start to doze off.
如果旁边开始打瞌睡了，轻轻地推一推他。
There's many things we could do to help one another in our walk to Jesus.
在我们一起去走天路的这条路上，我们可以有很多很实际能做的。
And I want you to understand that church isn't just a message a couple hours and then we just race down for lunch and enjoy food together.
我也想提醒的就是教会并不是说我们在一起听完讲道好完了就下去吃饭了这么简单而已。
We don't want to just hear what God has to say in his word and then immediately forget it and think, ooh, what's for lunch?
因为我们不想要说哎，刚刚讲到这些东西好了讲完了就忘了然后马上下去吃饭了。
We don't want to sing the praises of God and then immediately go downstairs or out in the world and have ungodly gossip or idle chit-chat.
我们也不想要刚刚在教会里面唱完赞美神的诗歌马上就去到外面就开始跟别人闲聊八卦。
And that's actually one of the reasons I really like the time of transition with our time of meditation between the service and lunch.
这也是为什么我觉得在我们教会每次崇拜完了之后有一个默祷的时间再下去那其实对于我们也是一个很好的转接。
Make the most of that time.
在这样一个默祷的时候也希望大家能够在这个时间里面真的是可以好好默祷。
Use that time to make a commitment.
把这个时间作为一个可以做决心的这样一个时间去做出一个承诺。
Commit yourself to discussing what you learned in church from the sermon or from the worship or from the adult Bible study. Speak it to one person either at lunch or out and about.
承诺说等下无论是午饭的时间还是说离开教会的时候可以把刚刚唱的诗歌或者讲到的内容甚至主日学学到的内容至少讲一点和他人分享。
For example, last week on Easter, Sarah gave us great defense for the gospel.
比如说上一周的时候 Sarah 他讲到了怎么样为福音去
So as
辩护
So when you're at lunch with coworkers or something or on campus ask some friends what are some of the reasons that you don't believe the gospel or don't believe in the resurrection
比如说你要跟同事或者跟其他朋友们一起在一起吃午餐的时候你说不定就可以跟人家一起讨论说哎，你们相信耶稣复活吗如果你不相信的话为什么
Right, what are some of the excuses that people give and talk to them about that
听一听别人是怎么回应你的和别人一起分享
or consider it maybe down at lunch
或者在楼下享用午餐的时候
we're talking about the body of Christ today
我们今天讲到的是在基督里面的肢体
Talk to one another. Where do you fit in?
彼此之间交谈，看看我们要扮演是什么样的角色。
Where do you feel called to serve more in church?
你觉得我们彼此之间是在哪一方面呼召出来去侍奉？
Maybe joke with them. Do you feel like the armpit or the nose?
可能跟他们开玩笑说，你觉得你是教会的鼻子还是胳膊？
But take what you learn in church.And use it in your everyday life.
把你在教会听到的、学到的，在每日的生活里面应用出来。
The purpose of church is to increase commitment to Christ.
教会的目的是增加信徒对基督的承诺。
And this does include a commitment to the church as well.
也包括了对教会的承诺。
Right, we worship together.
因为我们在一起敬拜。
We have fellowship together.
我们一起有交通。
We work together in reaching out in love and compassion.
我们彼此之间照顾，彼此之间信任，彼此相爱。
We work together in evangelizing the community.
我们也一同的在 整个社区当中宣教也是有份的。
And we challenge one another to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
我们也彼此的激励，一同在基督的教导里面成长。
Jesus Himself is the head of the church.
耶稣是教会的头。
And we are the body.
我们是身子。
These are just go ahead and scroll down to us. These are just five of the functions of the church.
这里讲到的五点，只是说教会的五个功能。
And in the following sermon series, we're going to discuss more specifically the biblical principles involved here.
这里讲接下来我们讲到的系列呢，就会更仔细的去讲到其中圣经里面的原则是什么。
So the first quarter, January, February, March, we got into the inseparability of faith and life.
在第一季度的时候，我们讲到了信仰和生活的密不可分。
And this, the second quarter is now living our faith out in church.
第二个季度呢，我们教会讲到的主题就是在教会的环境里面活出我们自己的信仰。
And the following sermons for the next 3 months, they will discuss their passages specifically pointed at how we work together as the body of Christ.
然后第三个季度就是讲到我们作为不同的肢体如何一起协调。
And the goal is that we would each learn better how to live our faith out in church.
所以我们的目标就是如何能够在教会里面更好地活出我们的信仰。
So join us with that.
我欢迎大家和我们一起在实践当中。
We pray.
主啊，感谢你在今天的主日里面再一次向我们看见我们教会的职能是什么，作为一个教会我们应当有怎样的敬拜，作为一个教会我们如何在宣教的日程当中找寻好自己的职位，做好什么样的工作，而且怎么样可以互相之间彼此协调彼此激励。也请你在接下来一个季度的时间里面，让我们每个人都可以在每日实践出来，知道我们的信仰和我们的生活密不可分，也在周日的讲到的时候从最小的事情做起，从午餐，从日后的交谈和他人的接触当中，可以每天实践一个小的话题，去真正的活出你想要我们活出的样子，做你的精兵，这样不配的祷告乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求， Amen。
好， Let's stand up, sing I'm all for my life. Verse 1, verse 2.
好了，我这里。
Oh, I offer my life.
Oh, okay.That's a good mistake, okay? Let's prepare our heart better. Thank you, Tianjin.